Do we get a sense of how often the meetings, or how often they were meeting over the last few months?
They said it would be hot and cold, where they'd talk for, maybe once a week, and then sometimes they'd meet several times a week. Jeff Baker of Clifford Jacobs said he thought there were 12 to 13 meetings between the two sides over the course of the last 5 months.
So do we know what didn't work for these unions when they rejected the contract back in late September?
The way I understand it was they were offered a very minuscule wage increase and with an actual cut in some benefits. So they did not like that at all. And in talking to some of the workers there today, there's some improvement, but there's also some unhappiness over the terms. But I think these guys were just at the point where they had to get back to work. 5 months is a long time without a job.
Yeah, do we know anything more about the give and take on each side of this thing?
No, because they don't. They really, I think both sides don't want this to come out. They don't want the details out in the public, because I think it was a difficult settlement for both sides.
And you've talked to a lot of these workers. So how have they been getting by for the last 5 months?
Mostly on unemployment and, some help from relatives and the public. There were a couple benefits held for these guys before Christmas, and I think that helped out. And they did get a lot of help from the community and from their union brothers, but most of them did not take any kind of a temporary job. So I think it was difficult, and I think that's part of the reason why they were willing to come back with not a greatly advantageous settlement.
And some of them have left while this impasse had gone on.
It's my understanding that one or two have found other employment, but most of these guys are back at the job, and they seem to be relatively happy today. Nobody's jumping up and down, I can tell you that, but we talked to about a dozen, and they're just glad to be back at work with their colleagues and some of the office staff that they hadn't seen for a while.
And I want to talk a minute about Wilbur Heights. I mean, that was built originally so those employees would have somewhere to live,
and
there's a lot of history behind that. Does this change at all the character of that community?
It's changed, because I don't think anybody lives up there anymore who works at Clifford Jacobs. Most of the folks we talk to live, outside of Champaign-Urbana. There's a couple that we engaged to live in town, but most live in, Whiteheath and Argenta, Homer, St. Joe. So, they commute to work.
Anything else you want to add about the mood there? I mean, like you said, they're happy to be back at work, and there's nothing else to be voted on?
No, they're all finished, and it's a four-year deal, which will bring them within 4 years of the century, of a century, that plant has been open. Clifford Jacobs was founded in 1919, and that plant opened in 1923. So they're closing in on 100 years, and that was one of the questions I had for both the union and the management people, whether they thought the company was still positioned to maintain that plant up to 2023. And, nobody promised anything, but they said they think that it's solid. The plant still makes money, so they're hopeful of being around for the century mark.